From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Alyssa Block. If you haven't yet filed your taxes, you've got just a few hours left. At last count, more than 99 million taxpayers had already sent in their returns. More than 80 million of those were expecting a refund. People who file at the last minute are somewhat more likely to owe money to the government. But whatever your tax bill this year, NPR's Scott Horsley reports that next year's total could be a lot higher.
You don't hear a lot of politicians clamoring for higher taxes on the middle class, not successful politicians anyway. Here's Republican White House hopeful Mitt Romney last week in St. Louis.
Instead of raising taxes, I'm going to cut them.
President Obama is almost as tax-averse, limiting his call for tax hikes to the wealthiest 2% of Americans.
If, on the other hand, you make less than $250,000 a year, like 98% of American families do, your taxes shouldn't go up. That's all there is to it.
And yet, the way the tax law is now written, 2012 could mark the end of more than a decade of rock-bottom taxes.
Potentially, we could see the biggest tax increase in modern history.
Bob Williams of the Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center says the tax cuts championed by George Bush a decade ago and extended in 2010 are due to expire at year's end. That means higher taxes at every level of income, as well as higher taxes on dividends, inheritance, and capital gains.
The biggest hits would be on the very wealthy. Those are the people who benefited most from the Bush-era tax cuts. But people at the very bottom would be hit as well.
And here's the thing. All this happens automatically, unless Congress and the president act in concert to prevent it.
It's a do-nothing option. If Congress does nothing, taxes go up automatically.
Not everyone's alarmed by that. New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg told CBS last month taxes have to go up on everybody to put a dent in the federal budget.
Most of this country is middle class, and that's where most of the tax revenue is. So if you want to raise $4 trillion over the next 10 years, which gets you halfway, only halfway to a balanced budget, everybody's taxes have to go up.
Economist Diane Lim Rogers of the Deficit Watchdog Concord Coalition agrees that stemming the tide of red ink will require more tax revenue. But she does see some problems with letting the Bush tax cuts expire all at once.
It wouldn't be the worst thing that could happen. I think economists would prefer that instead of things happening out of benign neglect, that better things could happen out of good policymaking.
Rogers says a better approach would be to gradually close some of the special loopholes and deductions in the tax code that cost the government more than $1 trillion a year.
The federal government actually spends a lot of money on benefit programs for the rich. It just spends that money through the tax system rather than on the direct spending side of the budget.
But any big rewrite of the tax code is politically challenging. Hopes for a grand budget bargain fell apart last year when Mr. Obama pressed for more tax revenue, and Republicans refused. If the president's reelected in November, Bloomberg thinks the threat of an automatic tax hike would give Mr. Obama more negotiating leverage.
All the president has to do is say, I am going to veto any bill that tries to stop the automatic ending of the Bush-era tax cuts for everybody, and then everybody's taxes will go up.
In other words, policymakers are facing their own tax deadline, December 31st. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.